Our first reading today contains a very famous prophecy from the prophet Isaiah, and it's one that's very characteristic of the Advent season. But I've always found the imagery in it to be a little odd. When it starts talking about the different animals that are getting together, it says the wolf shall be a guest of the lamb, and the calf and the young lion will browse together. It says the baby will play by the cobra's den. You know, why is mommy letting the baby play by the cobra's den? It doesn't seem like the best idea. But I generally just assumed that it was imagery about enemies being reconciled. But I thought it was a weird imagery to convey that. But that imagery is actually about more than reconciliation between enemies. This imagery is actually meant to point back to the beginning of creation in the Garden of Eden before the fall. Before the fall, there was a perfect harmony within creation. And so there is perfect harmony between the animals and then between humanity and the animals. And more importantly, there was an inner harmony within humanity himself. You know, people did not have the anxieties that we deal with, you know, the tensions that we have interiorly, our own corrupted self-image. Those things didn't exist before the fall. And also our relationship with God, humanity's relationship with God, was in perfect harmony. And so Isaiah's prophecy is that when the Messiah comes, he's going to reverse the effects of the fall. And he's going to bring back that state of harmony that humanity had before the fall. He's going to heal our inner wounds and the inner discord that we experience. And he's going to reconcile us, most importantly, to our Heavenly Father. He goes on in the passage. He says, the Messiah will fill the earth with the knowledge of the Lord. We'll once again be able to recognize and see God as our Father and see our true dignity as his children and be able to live in that state of harmony. You know, that's what the saints attain. Is a perfected knowledge of who they are in relationship with God. And so as we look at this transformation that Christ, that he comes to bring about, confession is a very important part of that transformation. To attain that harmony that we were created for, because sin is what broke that unity. And so it's through the forgiveness of sin that unity is restored. And so confession is a very important part of that transformation. And what does confession do? The confession applies the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ to us individually and to our sins as we confess them. And so every sacrament does that in a different way. It takes the passion, death, and resurrection of Christ and applies that to us in a unique way. And so, when we look at what happens in confession, the individual is purified by the blood of Christ, and they're given the new life of the resurrection. So if they've fallen into mortal sin and they've lost divine grace, that life is restored to them, and they're given the life of the resurrection. If they have committed venial sins, that sanctifying grace, that life of God, is increased within them. And so each time we go to the sacrament of confession, it's an encounter with Christ, and it's an outpouring of the fruits of his passion, death, and resurrection upon us. A lot of Catholics avoid confession like the plague. You know, they don't go at all. For some Catholics, it might be quite a few years or maybe even decades since they've gone to confession. But the problem with that is that if confession connects us to the death and resurrection of Christ, if we avoid confession, that means we're cutting that element out of our spiritual life. We're not bringing our sins before Christ and allowing them to be purified the way that Christ wanted them to be purified in the sacrament of confession. And so if we avoid confession, there's going to be a major problem in our spiritual lives. We're not going to grow spiritually. If we're in a state of separation from God, if we've committed a mortal sin, we're going to stay separated from God until we go to confession to be reconciled. And so confession is necessary for the forgiveness of mortal sins after baptism. But the confession of venial sins also is very helpful for our spiritual lives, and it bears tremendous fruit, because each time we go to the sacrament of confession, we're receiving an outpouring of grace that comes from the death and resurrection of Christ. And so when we look at the restoration and the healing that Christ desires to bring about in us, confession is a very important part of that. Now, there is one group of people that are in difficult situations that prevent them from going to the sacrament of confession. And that is people who are divorced and remarried civilly. Now, this doesn't apply to those who are simply divorced. People who are divorced, they can go to confession, they can be reconciled. But when people are in a second marriage, that presents an obstacle. And sometimes they wonder why they can't go to confession and be forgiven. You know, why, if someone's in a second marriage, can't they go to confession? Well, marriage is not a sin that can be absolved in confession. Confession is for the forgiveness of sins. Marriage is not a sin. It's not a sin to get married to someone. Marriage creates a permanent bond between a man and a woman. And so if there's a first marriage there, and there's a bond between that man and a woman, then they need to live in accord with the vows and the promises that they've made. And so marriage to a second person is not permitted by Christ. And so every irregular marriage situation is a little different. And depending on the situation, there's different ways in which those can be reconciled. Sometimes those situations can be reconciled very easily. Other times it's a little more difficult and takes a little more time. But I'd encourage anyone in that situation, the first step is to always talk to a priest, and so we can figure out the situation and figure out the best path to go forward. You know, some people don't do that because of fear or because of embarrassment, but there's always a path forward for someone to be reconciled to Christ. In those marriage situations, it's important to get those rectified so that those individuals can start to grow in the spiritual life. And so this Advent, we look forward to the coming of Christ and his mission to restore what was lost in the fall. And not only to restore what was lost, but to elevate us to better things, to liberate us from the effects of sin. And so I encourage each one of us during this Advent season to seek reconciliation through Christ. This is what brings about the peace and the inner harmony that we were created for. And so especially for people who have been away from confession for a while, don't let fear or embarrassment or any other obstacle interfere with the transformation that Christ desires to bring about in you this Advent season. Trust in our Lord and let him bring you to paradise. Let him heal the effects of sin through his passion, death, and resurrection, which are poured out upon us in the sacrament of confession.